Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving into a significant development for Sterling Construction, ticker symbol STRL. An upgrade to a buy rating from Texas Capital Securities is a pretty big deal, and it signals that analysts see strong potential for this company.
Absolutely. It's more than just a price target change, it's a recommendation based on deep research. When an analyst says buy, they're essentially telling investors that they believe the stock is undervalued or has strong prospects for appreciation. It's an endorsement that warrants a closer look at Sterling Construction.
Exactly. Analysts don't make these calls lightly. They pore over financial statements, market position, competition, and crucially, future growth prospects. So, the big question is, what's driving this positive outlook for Sterling Construction right now? It seems to be deeply rooted in something called e-infrastructure.
That's the key, isn't it? Let's break down what e-infrastructure actually means. When we talk about e-infrastructure, we're referring to the foundational digital systems that power our connected world. Think of the massive data centers that store and process all our information, the high-speed fiber optic networks carrying data across the globe, and the cellular infrastructure supporting technologies like 5G.
And it's not just about the digital side, it's also about the power behind it. A significant part of e-infrastructure is the increasing need for sustainable energy solutions. Many of these projects are now directly linked to renewable sources like solar and wind farms, which is crucial for powering these energy-intensive operations cleanly.
It's like a complex, interconnected ecosystem. Data centers are the hubs, fiber optics are the main arteries, cell towers are the local connections, and renewable energy is the lifeblood. And this sector is booming for several reasons, primarily the explosion in data consumption.
You can see it everywhere: high-definition streaming, the widespread adoption of cloud computing, and the rapid rise of artificial intelligence. All these demand immense data processing and storage capabilities. Our reliance on digital services has shifted from a convenience to an absolute necessity.
That's so true. Businesses operate online, education is increasingly remote, and our social lives are heavily mediated through digital platforms. This creates an insatiable appetite for robust infrastructure. Compounding this demand are significant global investments, both governmental and private, recognizing the strategic importance of a strong digital backbone.
The projections for markets like data centers and fiber optics are staggering, often forecasting double-digit annual growth. This indicates a powerful and sustained trend that companies need to be a part of. So, how does Sterling Construction, a company known for heavy civil construction, fit into this high-tech picture?
That's the fascinating part. Sterling possesses specific capabilities and a proven track record that align remarkably well with the demands of e-infrastructure projects. Their expertise lies in the large-scale, complex civil engineering tasks that are foundational to building these digital assets.
Right. Think about site preparation for massive data centers, the intricate earthwork for new fiber optic cable routes, or the robust construction needed for wireless network components. Sterling has a history of executing challenging utility infrastructure projects and extensive underground work, which is critical for laying fiber.
And their geographic reach and proven capacity to manage multiple large-scale projects simultaneously are significant advantages in a sector characterized by rapid development and substantial capital deployment. While they might not be designing the chips or writing the code, Sterling is building the physical world where this digital revolution takes place.
Let's delve deeper into those core competencies. It's not just general construction, it's specialized in large-scale, complex civil projects. This includes everything from extensive site preparation and grading to pouring massive concrete foundations and executing intricate earthwork.
They've really honed their skills in utility infrastructure development, understanding the nuances of underground installation, pipeline construction, and managing delicate work within existing utility corridors. This experience is directly transferable to building the physical infrastructure for data centers and laying those vast fiber optic networks.
And their established geographic presence and proven ability to mobilize resources and manage complex logistics across multiple sites are crucial. In a sector demanding rapid deployment and consistent execution, their capacity to handle significant project volumes is a distinct advantage. It showcases transferable skills highly valued in infrastructure.
Now, what concrete evidence supports this analyst's thesis? We need to look at Sterling's recent contract awards and project involvements that are directly tied to data centers, fiber optics, or the renewable energy projects powering them. These are tangible projects contributing to their backlog and revenue.
Quantifying the value or scale of these specific e-infrastructure projects provides powerful validation. For example, a multi-million-dollar contract to prepare a site for a hyperscale data center or to lay hundreds of miles of fiber optic cable speaks volumes. Analysts would be looking for this in Sterling's financial reports.
Beyond direct wins, it's important to consider the synergies and diversification e-infrastructure brings to Sterling's broader business. Their existing strengths in transportation, water, and wastewater systems provide a solid foundation. E-infrastructure projects often require similar heavy civil capabilities, allowing them to leverage established resources.
And importantly, e-infrastructure represents a significant growth avenue that may offer a different risk profile and less cyclicality compared to some traditional segments. While infrastructure spending can be budget-dependent, digital infrastructure demand is driven by technology and evolving needs.
This adaptability and forward-thinking approach is precisely what analysts look for. It suggests a company that is anticipating and adapting to market shifts. Let's turn to the financial metrics that likely influenced this by rating. Beyond the qualitative assessment, the numbers are key.
The most direct impact would be improved revenue growth projections. As Sterling secures and executes more of these specialized projects, their top line should reflect this increased activity. We're also likely seeing potential for margin expansion.
That's right. E-infrastructure projects often involve specialized techniques and stringent quality requirements, which can command higher profit margins. Companies with the right expertise can achieve better profitability. A strong balance sheet or improving cash flow is also critical.
Large-scale construction is capital-intensive, and a healthy financial position allows Sterling to invest in the necessary equipment, personnel, and resources. Analysts would be looking for evidence of robust financial health that supports sustained growth and operational capability. So, how has the market reacted to this upgrade?
Often, there's an immediate, though sometimes temporary, bump in the stock price following such a recommendation. This initial reaction can indicate immediate market sentiment. But a sustained response depends on broader investor sentiment towards related sectors.
Are investors generally showing increased interest in infrastructure-related stocks, particularly those tied to technology or essential services? Sterling sits at an interesting intersection of traditional infrastructure and the digital economy. If there's a general appetite for companies building the future, Sterling could benefit.
It reflects a wider investor narrative. Sometimes, a single analyst upgrade can act as a confirmation, encouraging investors who were already considering the space to take a closer look and potentially increase their allocations. But of course, no investment is without risks.
Absolutely. While the outlook for e-infrastructure is strong, investors need to be aware of the inherent challenges in the construction sector. Project delays or cost overruns are perennial concerns, and e-infrastructure projects are no exception.
These can arise from unforeseen site conditions, supply chain disruptions, or labor shortages. Competition within the e-infrastructure construction space is also intensifying as more firms recognize its potential. Sterling needs to maintain its competitive edge through efficiency, quality, and innovation.
There's also an element of dependence on specific client projects or large-scale contracts. While Sterling's diversification helps, a significant portion of their revenue might still be tied to a few major clients, making them susceptible to shifts in those clients' investment plans.
And the broader economic environment, particularly the interest rate environment, can impact capital-intensive projects. Higher interest rates can increase the cost of financing for both Sterling and its clients, potentially slowing down new project development. Acknowledging these risks is crucial for a balanced perspective.
Returning to the bigger picture, let's revisit the why now for e-infrastructure. This isn't just a fleeting trend, it's a fundamental, ongoing societal shift towards digitalization. Sterling Construction, by building the physical underpinnings of this digital world, plays a crucial role.
The demand for data centers, faster internet, and more connected services isn't going to abate, it's only going to grow. E-infrastructure is rapidly becoming as essential as roads, bridges, and power grids were in previous eras. It's foundational for economic progress.
In this context, Sterling Construction can be viewed as a tangible way for investors to participate in the growth of the digital economy. They are investing in an experienced construction company actively pursuing a clear, powerful growth driver in e-infrastructure.
This offers a compelling value proposition, a blend of traditional industrial strength with exposure to a high-growth, future-oriented sector. Sterling is essentially a proxy for the physical build-out of our digital future. The analyst upgrade suggests this proxy is currently seen as undervalued.
Looking ahead, what does this upgrade by Texas Capital Securities suggest for Sterling and the broader sector? For Sterling, it could signal a period of increased analyst coverage and potentially further upgrades as they execute their e-infrastructure strategy. It might also attract greater institutional investor interest.
The ongoing need for skilled, reliable construction firms to build out the digital world remains immense. Companies like Sterling, with their demonstrated capabilities and strategic focus, are well positioned to capture a significant share of this market. This upgrade highlights the strategic importance of companies building the physical foundations for our digital lives.
Sterling Construction, by effectively leveraging its expertise to tap into the e-infrastructure boom, is not just building projects, it's building the essential infrastructure that will power our connected future. This upgrade is about recognizing a company that has successfully pivoted and positioned itself within a critical, high-growth sector.
It's about understanding how a company with a solid foundation can become a vital enabler of the future. Let's dive deeper into the symbiotic relationship between Sterling and the e-infrastructure boom. The demand for data centers, for instance, is driven by a relentless surge in data, social media, online transactions, streaming, scientific research, IoT.
Each activity requires storage and processing power, and data centers are the physical homes for this digital activity. Analysts project the global data center market will continue its exponential growth, with hyperscale facilities leading the charge. Sterling's ability to handle the immense civil engineering challenges of preparing sites for these colossal structures is precisely what makes them valuable.
It's not just about digging a hole, it's about creating the stable, robust platform upon which these critical digital hubs are built. Similarly, the insatiable demand for faster, more reliable internet connectivity fuels the expansion of fiber optic networks. Think about remote work, online education, telehealth, and the bandwidth for entertainment.
Fiber optic cables are the backbone of this connectivity, and laying them is a complex, labor-intensive process. It involves trenching, directional drilling, and navigating congested urban environments or challenging terrains. Sterling's deep experience in underground utility work translates directly into an advantage here.
They understand the intricacies of working beneath the surface, coordinating with other utilities, and ensuring the long-term integrity of these vital data arteries. When an analyst looks at Sterling, they see a company that can physically bring these digital highways into existence.
And then there's the evolving landscape of wireless infrastructure. The rollout of 5G technology, for example, requires a denser network of cell towers and related infrastructure. This involves site acquisition, foundation construction, and installing supporting equipment.
While Sterling might not be manufacturing antennas or deploying wireless spectrum, they are instrumental in building the physical structures that house this technology, ensuring towers are stable, secure, and strategically placed. The precision and reliability required are paramount, and Sterling's track record gives them an edge.
Furthermore, the drive towards sustainability is increasingly important. Many data center operators and telecom companies prioritize renewable energy to power their operations, for environmental reasons and to manage energy costs. This often involves co-locating data centers near renewable energy generation facilities.
Sterling's experience in constructing infrastructure for energy projects, including renewables, positions them to capitalize on this trend. They can contribute to the physical build-out of clean energy infrastructure supporting the digital economy, creating a virtuous cycle of growth.
So, how does Sterling Construction find itself at the forefront of this digital revolution? It's a testament to strategic foresight and the adaptability of their core competencies. Heavy civil construction is about transforming raw land into functional, resilient structures.
The skills required: project management, heavy equipment operation, earthmoving, concrete work, safety protocols, and logistics are remarkably transferable. Sterling has likely actively pursued and cultivated relationships within the e-infrastructure sector, specializing teams or investing in specific equipment and training.
Their existing expertise in managing large, complex, multi-year projects with significant capital investment is precisely what clients in the e-infrastructure space are looking for. They want a seasoned partner who can deliver reliably. Let's consider an analogy: building a city.
In the past, the focus might have been on housing, roads, and utilities. Now, the city is being rewired. The buildings are data centers, the roads are fiber optic cables, and the utilities are high-speed wireless networks and sustainable power sources. Sterling is key to this physical groundwork.
Their ability to execute these large-scale, often geographically dispersed, and technically demanding projects is their unique selling proposition. Let's explore the specific types of projects under this e-infrastructure umbrella. We're talking about data center construction, site preparation, building the physical structure, specialized cooling, and power systems. Sterling's experience with large-scale commercial and industrial buildings is critical.
Fiber optic network deployment, trenching for conduit, laying thousands of miles of cable, splicing, testing. Sterling's expertise in underground construction and pipeline projects is directly applicable. Wireless infrastructure, building new cell towers, upgrading existing ones, foundation work. This requires precise work.
And renewable energy integration, constructing solar farms, wind turbine foundations, or substations to power e-infrastructure facilities. Sterling's experience in the energy sector, including renewables, is a significant asset. The analysts' upgrade suggests Sterling isn't just dabbling, they are making significant inroads.
This means they've likely secured substantial contracts, demonstrated successful project completion, and built a strong reputation within these specialized niches. For an analyst, this translates into tangible revenue streams, a growing order backlog, and a more diversified, future-proof business model.
Now, let's unpack the why now aspect in more detail. The acceleration of digital transformation has been gradual, but several factors have converged. The COVID-19 pandemic, for instance, acted as a massive accelerant, forcing reliance on digital tools for work, education, and social connection. This shift has proven enduring.
Remote work is now a fixture, online shopping is the norm, and the demand for high-quality streaming and immersive digital experiences continues to grow. Beyond the pandemic, technological advancements are pushing boundaries. AI and machine learning are computationally intensive fields requiring vast data processing and storage.
The development and deployment of AI models contribute to the ever-increasing demand for data center capacity. Similarly, the proliferation of the Internet of Things, IoT, smart devices, connected sensors is generating unprecedented volumes of data that need to be collected, analyzed, and acted upon.
Government initiatives are also playing a crucial role. Many nations recognize that robust digital infrastructure is essential for economic competitiveness, national security, and bridging the digital divide. We're seeing significant public investment in broadband expansion and 5G deployment.
These government-backed projects create a steady stream of opportunities for construction firms like Sterling. Furthermore, private sector investment is pouring into the digital infrastructure space, driven by clear economic opportunities and the understanding that this is a foundational element of the modern economy.
This confluence of factors creates a powerful tailwind for companies like Sterling. They are not just responding to demand, they are actively participating in the creation of the digital future. The analyst's upgrade is a nod to Sterling's strategic alignment with these powerful, long-term trends.
It's an acknowledgement that they have identified a significant growth engine and are executing effectively to capitalize on it. Let's consider the financial implications. For Sterling, the e-infrastructure sector offers the potential for accelerated revenue growth and improved profitability compared to traditional infrastructure.
E-infrastructure projects are often high-value, complex undertakings requiring specialized expertise, allowing companies to command premium pricing. This can lead to higher profit margins. The sustained demand can also translate into a more predictable and robust order backlog, providing greater visibility into future earnings.
From an analyst's perspective, this translates into upward revisions of revenue and earnings forecasts. When Texas Capital Securities looks at Sterling, they're projecting future performance based on these identified growth drivers. They are likely modeling increased contract wins and higher project values.
This optimism is what underpins a buy rating. It's also worth considering the ripple effects of such an upgrade. A positive rating from a reputable firm can increase Sterling's visibility among a broader investor base, including institutional investors.
This increased interest can lead to higher trading volumes and potentially a more favorable valuation. Secondly, it can bolster Sterling's credibility with potential clients and partners. Being recognized by an analyst as a strong player in a high-growth sector enhances their competitive standing.
However, it's crucial to maintain a balanced perspective. The construction industry, even in high-growth sectors like e-infrastructure, is not without its inherent risks. Project execution is paramount. Delays can occur due to unforeseen geological conditions, supply chain disruptions, or labor availability.
For instance, a shortage of specialized skilled labor in areas like fiber optic technicians or experienced heavy equipment operators could impact project timelines and costs. Supply chain issues for critical materials can also present challenges.
Competition is a constant factor. As the profitability and growth potential of e-infrastructure construction become more apparent, more construction firms will seek to enter the space. Sterling will need to continuously innovate, maintain operational efficiency, and nurture strong client relationships to stay ahead.
There's also the macroeconomic environment to consider. While the demand for digital infrastructure is strong, the broader economic climate can influence the pace of investment. Rising interest rates, for example, can make it more expensive for Sterling's clients to finance large-scale projects.
This could potentially lead to a slowdown in new project announcements or a more cautious approach to capital expenditure. Sterling's financial health and its ability to manage its own debt and financing will be critical in navigating such economic shifts. A strong balance sheet is essential.
Looking back at the analyst's decision, it's clear that Texas Capital Securities sees Sterling Construction as more than just a general contractor. They see a company strategically positioned at the nexus of traditional infrastructure expertise and the burgeoning digital economy. Sterling's ability to build the physical foundations for our increasingly digital world is key.
This makes them a compelling investment prospect. They are not just digging trenches. They are laying the groundwork for the future of communication, commerce, and connectivity. The upgrade serves as a powerful signal that the market recognizes Sterling's crucial role in enabling this transformation.
It's a story of adaptation, strategic positioning, and the enduring relevance of foundational industries in an ever-evolving technological landscape. Sterling is building the physical infrastructure that supports our digital lives. For investors looking to participate in the growth of the digital economy, this upgrade suggests Sterling Construction is a company worth watching.
And perhaps investing in. Their role in constructing the backbone of our connected world makes them a tangible proxy for the continued expansion of the digital frontier. It's a fascinating intersection of old-school construction and the cutting edge of technology.
Let's summarize the key factors here. The explosive growth in e-infrastructure demand, driven by data consumption, cloud computing, AI, and digital reliance, is undeniable. Strong governmental and private sector investment further fuels this. Sterling's core competencies in large-scale civil engineering, site preparation, and complex project management are highly transferable to this sector.
Their specific project involvement, with tangible contract wins in data centers and fiber optics, demonstrates actual execution and revenue generation. Financially, there's potential for revenue growth and margin expansion due to the specialized nature of these projects, supported by a potentially strong balance sheet.
and the market's reaction, signaled by the analyst by rating, suggests undervaluation or strong growth potential, leading to increased visibility and potential institutional investor interest. However, we must also consider the challenges and weaknesses.
There's the dependence on continued technological advancement and sustained economic investment. Sterling needs to continuously adapt to new technologies and specialized construction methods, maintaining a competitive edge in a growing field. They also face the risk of over-reliance on a few large clients or megaprojects.
Project delays or cost overruns can impact profitability, and the capital-intensive nature of the industry requires ongoing investment. Macroeconomic factors like interest rates can also affect project financing and client spending. Finally, competition is intensifying as more firms enter the e-infrastructure space.
Sterling needs to maintain differentiation and operational efficiency to navigate this. So, in conclusion, Sterling Construction is emerging as a key enabler of the digital age. Their strategic alignment with the e-infrastructure boom, leveraging their core civil engineering strengths, positions them for significant growth.
The analyst upgrade from Texas Capital Securities is a strong indicator of their perceived value and future potential. Sterling is essentially building the physical infrastructure that supports our digital lives, making them a company worth watching closely in the evolving tech and construction landscape.
It's a compelling narrative of how traditional industries can adapt and thrive by embracing the demands of the future. Thanks for breaking this down with me today.
My pleasure. And that wraps up our discussion on Sterling Construction's buy upgrade and its role in building the digital future. Join us next time on Bagu Media, Finance.